this also my heart trembles and is moved out of his place. Hear attentively the noise of his voice and the sound that goeth out of his mouth. He directs it under the whole heaven, and his lightnings unto the end of the earth. After it, thunder roars. He thunders with the voice of his excellency, and he will not stay them when his voice is heard. God thunders marvelously with his voice. Great things does he, which we cannot comprehend. For he saith to the snow, be thou on the earth. Likewise to the small rain, and to the great rain of his strength. He seals up the hand of every man, that all men may go into dens and remain in their places. Out of the south cometh the whirlwind, and cold out of the north. By the breath of God frost is given, and the breath of the waters is straightened. Also by watering, he wearies the thick cloud and scatters his bright cloud. And it is turned round about by his counsels, that they may do whatsoever he commands them upon the face of the world and the earth. He causes it to come, whether for correction or for his land or for unto this. O Royce, stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. Do you know when God disposed them and caused the lightning of his cloud to shine? Do you know balancings of the clouds, the wondrous works of him, which is perfect in knowledge? How your garments are worn when he quiets the earth by the south wind. With him spread out the sky, which is strong and as a molten looking glass. Teach us what we shall say unto him, for we cannot order our speech by reason of darkness. shall it be told him that I speak. If a man speak, surely he shall be swallowed up. And now men see not the bright light which is in the clouds, but the wind pass by and cleanses them. Fair weather cometh out of the north with God his terrible majesty. Touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Men do thereby fear him. He respects not any that are wise of